I'm Kim Vanel in Doha. The top story is on Al Jazeera. The U.S. federal government is facing another shutdown by the end of the week. Republicans in the Senate have just blocked an emergency spending bill. Congress has until Friday to find a solution. Shabra Tanzi has more from Washington, D.C.
This isn't just about paying federal employees and food stamps. This is also the entire government and also the U.S. defaulting on its bond payments and its debts and servicing its bonds. So this has implications not just for the U.S., but also for the global economy, basically, and there could be a disaster.
The U.S. has accused North Korea of threatening the international community after it fired a short-range missile into the Sea of Japan. Shortly after the launch, North Korea's ambassador to the U.N. told the General Assembly that it had the right to test weapons and defend itself. Rob McBride has more from Seoul.
The South Korean and U.S. intelligence officials are still analyzing data from the launch, but it happened early Tuesday, and it happened from an inland location. Now, the last time North Korea launched short-range missiles from inland, it transpired, that was nearly 2 weeks ago. It turned out that it was actually from a train, which is the first time they'd used such a launch technique. So clearly, the North is still busy developing new types of missile technology, but they're still trying to analyze exactly what type of missile this was and whether it was in fact a ballistic missile, which would of course be in contravention of UN resolutions. But it landed in the sea separating the Korean Peninsula from Japan, and Japanese authorities say that they suspect it was ballistic in nature.
British soldiers are on standby to help ease fuel shortages. The crisis has been caused by a lack of truck drivers, and it's being made worse by panic buying. Army tanker drivers may be deployed to deliver fuel. Several provinces in China's northeastern region are experiencing power cuts because of coal shortages and tightening emission standards. Beijing wants to curb pollution and emissions of climate-changing gases. American singer R. Kelly has been found guilty of multiple sex trafficking and racketeering charges after a six-week trial in New York. 11 accusers testified against him. Several victims say they were underage.